let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, to This Week in America. Sharon Lee has always been drawn to books. She worked in her high school library, read whole sections of biographies, plays, mysteries, and the classics. Now in her senior year, she has time to write in hopes it will introduce some child to the joy of reading like she has experienced in her time. Sharon is the author of the highly praised The Family Secret. Two battered pregnant teenagers join together to help each other keep their babies. Jan is only 15, so she returns to her mother's home where strange things happen to her while Sarah goes into a woman's shelter. Jane has trouble getting her birth certificate. There's no record of her birth to her mother. While she searches for the birth certificate she knows her father had, well, she finds things that lead her to a secret that caused her father's death and almost causes hers and her baby's as well, a secret that will change their lives forever. Sharon is also the author of The Reluctant Outdoorsman. Sharon Lee, our guest on today's This Week in America. Hi, Sharon. Welcome to the program.
Glad to be here.
It's so interesting, your background and the two books that you have written, and so much to talk about during the course of the program today. Let's start off by talking about that background. I mentioned at an early age this fascination you had with books working in the library. What was it that drew you to books at that age?
I actually started reading at about 4 years old. And my parents immediately realized that, you know, I love books.
Yes.
So I was given a book every month from a book program where they sent in a classic story every month, like 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, The Little Lame Prince, you know.
Yes.
So I read them. And then I got onto the mysteries like Nancy Drew, Hardy Boys, the typical ones for my age bracket.
Yeah, and I can remember all of those as well. It's sort of like going down memory lane as you're talking about all of those books.
That's right. And like I say, then when I got into high school, there was a library, and I started repairing the books and reading them. And I've gone to the library all my life. Now, of course, it's on a Kobo.
Yes, exactly. But things a little bit different than the. Well, I still enjoy walking into a library. I assume you get that same feeling as you walk in and just surrounded by books wherever you look.
Oh, yeah. I love the mystery section.
Ah, yes.
I have read 3/4 of the ones up here in our library.
Oh, geez. You're going to have to move eventually because you're going to be out of books at the library to read, so you'll have to to relocate to find more books. What's interesting with your background is you were what discouraged, I understand, from writing, even if you had aspirations to, you know, I would like to do this, create a mystery, create my own world and tell people about it. You were really discouraged in the beginning from writing, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. I was told I was terrible, a terrible writer. And all through school, I seemed to have a problem with writing. So I kind of gave up hope and raised a family and did all other kinds of crafts and artwork. And I never even thought of writing until I was, about 65 when I started going to... I did a mail order...
Oh, yes.
...a class with the Children's Institute.
Now, how did you decide to do that? Why at 65 did you decide, okay, you know what, I think I'm going to try this because I think I'd be good at it. What was it that got you to sign up for that class in the first place?
I had been told for years by people I should write a book. They all tell me I should write a book about my life. And I thought, I don't know whether I want to. There's a lot of mishmash there that I don't want to stir up. So I thought, well, children's books, I can do that. So I sent away for the course and completed 2 courses with them. And then the reluctant outdoorsman kind of sprang out of that. And I tried to sell it to people, like to the different book companies, publishers, whatever around here, couldn't get anywhere. They didn't want it.
Yes.
So I didn't know what to do. And then finally I self-published. But my problem was, is my name is Sharon Lee Cameron, and Sharon has two R's. Well, if you go into the computer and type in Sharon with just one R, which is the normal way of spelling it,
yes,
there is a Sharon Cameron who's an author. So there I was. And I'm not in a big city. I'm not a very social person when it comes to people around me.
Oh, yes.
There's only a few that I really let in, but that's because I was alone most of my life.
It's interesting because, yeah, you called yourself what basically an only child, even though you had siblings, but they were what much older than you were.
That's true. See, for 40 years, I actually was raised by my grandparents, and my sister was my mother, and I didn't know it. It was kept secret from me.
And that's why... Yeah, go ahead, finish that thought. I'm sorry.
Why? I think because there was a fight in the family. A real big argument. And it kind of tore the family apart. I only saw my brothers, well, the one brother worked with my father, so I saw him every day because we lived in an apartment above my father's store. But my father was an alcoholic till I was 5, so Mom ran the store. And to run the store, she would leave me in the apartment alone upstairs. And if I needed something, I'd go into the bathroom and call down the vent. And then she'd come up and give me the milk or whatever I was asking for. So television, books, my little dog, that was my world. And to this day, I come home from work and I'm in my house, I'm happy, I'm content. I don't need to go out. I rarely see other people socially.
Yes. That's interesting because so many people find alone is not where they want to be for whatever reason, and quiet is certainly something they want to avoid at all costs.
Well, if I don't want quiet, I turn the TV on.
Well, say yes.
That's
your companion.
It's on.
You want a little background noise there, then you've got that with the television. Our guest on the program is Sharon Lee, and that's with two R's, as she said, S-H-A-R-R-O-N, Sharon Lee. Her two books are The Family Secret and The Reluctant Outdoorsman. You'll find both books available at Barnes & Noble, barnesandnoble.com, and you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You mentioned the family a little bit there. Let's talk about, first of all, The Family Secret, which is the second book that you've written. And this is so impressive. It's a great story that you tell. There are a lot of important issues you address. And I understand for you, this really was a personal story that you had written. This touched a lot of areas in your life as well.
Yes, because I was, like I said, my real mother was 15 when she got pregnant. So then having to give her baby up as her child and becoming her sister, that was hard on her. It was hard on me because
yes.
I didn't know. And I can remember one argument we had. We were doing dishes and she put water on my glasses. And I got mad, so I did it back. And she got mad at me because she was the adult. I says, but you're my sister, you're my equal. And you did that to me. And she just kind of backed off at that point.
Yes.
And I knew I hurt her, but I didn't know.
But yeah, I was going to say, at that time, you had no idea. It was what, later in life when you, how old were you when you found out the truth?
I was in my early 40s, and I felt completely lied to all my life. I actually moved away from my family. I came up here from Windsor, and I don't even associate with my family now.
How difficult was it with that story in your mind as you're writing the family secret? This is not an autobiographical account, but it's a lot of the facets in your life that you've had to deal with. How difficult was that for you to write the book with this in your mind?
Being that I actually based these pregnancy on some girlfriends I had when I was a teenager, and they had to get married because they were pregnant. And so I kind of separated it from my own experience in one way, because I kept it kind of, yes, they were having a baby, but they were positive they were going to keep it, and, you know.
Yes.
Where I don't think my mother really had a choice, because in those days it was such a bad thing, where now it's happening everywhere.
Yeah, the world has changed so much, and for younger readers or listeners, and they might wonder, what stigma? Why would this be so bad? Because it's not. It wasn't then, and now it's certainly more accepted in society. It was a whole different time then, and with the main characters, Jane and Sarah, in the book, The Family Secret, they deal with the pressures of being young, having a child, the pressures of adoption, because I believe what Sarah's mother is encouraging her, demanding actually, that she give up the baby for adoption. Also, you deal with abuse there as well. And I know this is something that's personal for you as well.
Yes, my both daughters have been abused. And we had to live through the change in them, because both of them have had mental impairment because of it, concussion.
Oh, jeez.
So it's a subject that's happening. Even a few days ago, a girl was in where I work, and her boyfriend was holding the back of her neck, squeezing it, and guiding her out of the store. And I saw the look on her face like, uh-oh, what did I do now, you know?
Yes.
But you can't do anything. What can you do? You can't approach him and say, get your hands off him.
Yes.
You know?
Well, I know you felt that in writing this book, and the book is a very entertaining read. You've got some murder in there. You've added a lot of elements that makes it a real page-turner in why it's getting the excellent reviews that it's getting. But I know you want to do more than entertain, right? If you can get somebody, even one person that reads the book and maybe takes a little bit different approach, so they're not the person where their boyfriend, husband, whoever it is literally guiding them out of the store, where it may make a change in their life.
Yeah. This is what I want, is women used to be on a pedestal, and they weren't banged around and killed and abused physically and mentally.
Yes.
You know?
Well, the book is a fascinating read. It's there are a number of great elements in the book. It's The Family Secret. Sharon Lee is the author, and Sharon is with two R's. The other book we'll talk about here in a second, The Reluctant Outdoorsman, both of these are available at Barnes & Noble. You can link on directly to Sharon's information at Barnes & Noble by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The first book you wrote after you went through the class and encouraged by the teacher is The Reluctant Outdoorsman. And what you really wanted to guide this for a young reader, talk about the how the story came about and the target audience for The Reluctant Outdoorsman.
Well, it started really with my courses. They wanted a short little story, and I did it like in 2,500 words. But it wasn't elaborate, like there wasn't all the things that came out in it. So then when I decided, okay, it's going to become a book, I started going through the different things and trying to fill it up with the creatures of nature and the sounds that they made and their paw prints and things like that to get a child who's reading a chapter book for the first time interested. So we went through and he's enjoying himself, and then, of course, the earthquake comes and the nature itself knows ahead of time when something like this happens. Humans don't. We haven't got that sense, I guess. Anyways, the things happen that the earthquake brings on, and then the father is injured. Well, the boy doesn't know where he's at. He has no idea how to get his dad out, and he has to sit there. And then he remembers his stepfather's words, "You're a reader. You can use the knowledge from books." So he starts thinking, okay, I can't carry him out. I can't let him stay here because there's a wolf that's hungry in the area. So he thinks of a raft because he had just read Huckleberry Finn. So he constructs it and figures out how to get it to the water's edge and how to kind of stay warm in the water as he walks with the raft in front of him. And so he just progressively handles everything that comes toward him. He doesn't like some of it, like sewing up his father's gash in his leg, but
he has no choice, though, does it? Yes. Yeah, he has to do that. Peter is, 10 years old? He was maybe 20 when they came out of the, came off of the fishing trip. I mean, he really grew up during that period, and it's interesting to watch that that transformation in Peter. It's also interesting you've got in there the power of reading. Here's a child that read for enjoyment, and he was able to use that information to basically maybe save a couple of lives with it.
Yes. And it's true.
Yes.
If you read from a child, you've got story on top, a story and different ideas that just kind of swirl in your head.
We've got a couple of minutes left. I know, I believe you're working on another project. What are you working on now?
Now it's an adult book. It's about she's a naive girl. She was protected. She didn't hang around with the rough people, nothing like that. And she went through, like, the first man she married, he took all her money. The second one, before he married her, and before they even met, he got addicted on drugs. And all their married life, he was hiding it till they got to the point that he was using all their money for drugs and not supporting his family properly. And, of course, it comes out that he has been on drugs. So she gets him off. She stays with him, and she fights to get him clean. And then he injures himself again, and they put him right back on. The doctors put him right back on the stuff that he was hooked on. Mm-hmm. And that was, then he beats her up in an argument because he resents having to go through the process of getting clean again.
Yes. Boy, that sounds like a very gripping story. How are you coming? Are you ready for publication?
Not yet. I've kind of got one, like I've got a third person I have to write about, and I just haven't figured out how I'm going to represent him yet.
Ah, okay.
He's kind of a controller. And if you go against his demands, he gets spiteful and gets back at the person.
Okay. Well, this sounds like a fascinating book. I can't wait to find out that the book is available. Sharon Lee has been our guest on the program. And again, Sharon is with two R's. That's S-H-A-R-R-O-N, Sharon Lee, author of The Family Secret and The Reluctant Outdoorsman. Both books available at barnesandnoble.com. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. That will take you directly to the Barnes & Noble site that features Sharon's two books. Sharon, when the teacher said you couldn't write, she was totally wrong. You are a very talented writer, and congratulations on the success with the two books. We'll be waiting for the third. And thank you so much for sharing some time with us on the program today. Really enjoyed this. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for this opportunity.
It has been our pleasure. Sharon Lee, the author of The Family Secret and The Reluctant Outdoorsman, available at Barnes & Noble. If you go to Google it, it's Sharon with two R's. And, of course, you can find out all that information by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.